Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. To the extent that things are being modified out of their natural cycles, it's not good. And this is most certainly true with livestock. Livestock was not meant to be steroided up. It was not meant to be fed flesh. You don't feed flesh or flesh-like things to animals whose stomachs are supposed to be processing grass. And you don't feed grain to animals whose stomachs are made to process grass or hay or alfalfa or whatever. Bad things are going to result from all this, Mr. Bond.
Big time. It's the same concept of, I think it was in the 40s, mm-hmm. where we started feeding our dogs and cats grain as opposed to meat. And we're messing up our animals too, our domesticated animals in the house, and it's become second nature to us to do these things. So I think it's going to take a big effort to wean people off of things like Amazon because of the convenience factor involved.
Now let's make
take a large herd of cows and do the easiest thing with them. It's unnatural for them, but, it's easy for us, and that's why we do some of these things.
Of course.
But shocking.
Yeah. Well, now let's make a Free Phone Friday Mike Church Show Crusade Channel distinction here. And we should make these distinctions more often than we do. And that is, we're all really good at complaining and identifying problems. We're not very good at identifying and then promoting solutions. And promoting where there is good, true, and beautiful. So I said it, but let me just reiterate the point. So Polyface Farms, there was a good thing in this story. Joel Salatin, Polyface Farms, is growing and producing local livestock. It's being consumed. Maggie O'Connell, if you're still listening, what's the name of the... we stumbled upon this outfit here locally that apparently just got started. And you can go to their farm, and they said that they'll be appearing in certain grocery stores soon. You can go to their farm, and you can go get a chicken that was actually butchered that day. And it's a free-range, free-range natural chicken. They're also raising cows. Now, they haven't butchered the first ones yet, but as soon as they do, that's where I'll be going to get my chicken and my beef. Now, what's happening here, folks, is even at the loss, even at prices that don't make sense, people are returning back to this semi-agrarian, you don't have to leave the modern world entirely, this semi-agrarian way of living. Why? Because you're human, stupid. Because you do have a free will and an intellect, and your intellect always knows, because it's programmed by God, it knows, even if it denies it, it does know when it sees something that's natural and something that's good or something that's true and something that's beautiful. It also knows, and we're programmed in for this too, the things in nature that are dangerous to us are often identified with dangerous signs. Like certain mushrooms have red spots on them. What's the red spot? Stop, dummy, don't eat me. the cows know not to eat them. The rabbits know not to eat it. Don't you?
That's why there's a lot of them out there.